Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire. On today's program, Megan Gilbert, Director of the Art Center of Waco. Hosting the conversation is Nan Holmes. This program was recorded November 10th, 2017 in the KWBU studio.
Welcome to KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Nan Holmes, talking today with Meg Gilbert, Director of the Art Center of Waco. Meg, I'm just welcome to Central Texas Leadership Series. I've been wanting to talk to you ever since I picked up the Waco Tribune Herald and read that due to some structural problems, the Art Center building was closing. And I thought, what? I need to know the backstory. But before we talk about the Art Center of Waco, let's talk about you. Tell me a little bit about your early years and how you came to Waco.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me here, first of all. And I'm an avid listener of KWBU, so I'm excited that I'm here. So I grew up in El Paso, Texas. I'm an avid lover of art. My parents took me to art museums all growing up. I took every art class I could get my hands on. And then I came to Waco to go to Baylor. And mm-hmm. so I have family here, and it seemed like a great choice, and I love the campus. So been here since then, since I started at Baylor.
And when you graduated, did you go to the Art Center when you graduated?
I did. It was an interesting kind of set of events. I went with a graduate student to the Art Center after the previous director had just recently left. Mm-hmm. And I met the board chair at the time, Bryant Stanton, and we took a tour. Mm-hmm. And then I started the Art Center 2 weeks after I graduated Baylor.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, tell me, let's keep going back about your early days. Were there some people that you look back who really did shape you for your future skills in leadership? Who were those people very early on?
Yes. Growing up, my grandmother, for sure, Mickey Smith, who is Wacoan. And,
oh, my goodness. Now.
Yes.
Connect the dots.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And so she knew so much about art and art history. She loved all things beautiful, and she shared that love with me. And I think that was one of the biggest influences, and I think she always really showed me there was a lot of value to be had in art and in art education, and I've held that dear ever since.
Well, you know, I remember her so well. That's Elizabeth Smith's mother.
Correct.
I didn't live in Waco then, but she and someone else would go around to all the schools and show art, you know, pictures of art to people. Mm-hmm. And that was the only way students would get exposed to art.
Yes.
You know, she really had a good idea. She was way ahead of her time. She was a pioneer in sharing art to just all students so they would learn about art.
Yes.
And she herself had a very good eye for artwork. I remember there was one artist from Shreveport that she collected, and I would always ask her about that artist, and do you have anything new? Because she had a shop, and she also had artwork at Saronia. She was an amazing person. Really, I can see that if Mickey Smith was your grandmother, she would want to really make sure you knew all about art.
Yes, that's correct. Well, and I'm so glad you brought up that she brought artwork to schools, because we have a current project that's doing that. It's bringing an art exhibit in a trailer to schools around Waco this year, grant funded. So it's like full circle, and it brings me so much joy. So,
well, she must be, if she could look down and say that, she just thumbs up to Meg for continuing her legacy, because I'm sure at the time no one else was doing that or had money to do that, and she was just going around to the other schools. Mm-hmm. So you grew up in El Paso, and I think of it always as the town in the other time zone in Texas.
Yeah.
That when I'm from Louisiana, when you cross over the line into Texas, it says El Paso is like 800 and something miles. There's the sign.
Yeah.
And you just really stop and look at that sign and think, my gosh, Texas is huge. It's a many miles across mm-hmm. Texas to get to El Paso.
That's great.
And so were there any people there in El Paso? I bet there's art just in the two cultures that are there.
Yes. Well, and that's always been my real inspiration. I love the fusion of the Hispanic culture and Texas culture in El Paso. I think there's nothing like it. And really, El Paso is a very rich cultural city, not just because of that mm-hmm. fusion, but there's a true value of art in El Paso that I'm not sure I've seen many other places. Mm-hmm. And there's a wonderful art museum there that I went to many times as a child. And we also went to see musical performances. And so really fun to have examples of many different art forms growing up.
Yeah, I think if you live there and you celebrate the diversity, you'll just be overwhelmed with all the beautiful things that you're able to see. And let's talk now about the Art Center of Waco.
Okay.
Because I can't think of many things that would be more challenging than to have to leave your facility due to surprise, we've got structural problems. In fact, I was thinking last night that it's almost like you had your own mini Hurricane Harvey. All of a sudden, you're going to have to make some real leadership decisions.
Yes.
Do you want to explain exactly what happened?
Sure. Our lease for the Art Center is up for the Cameron Family Summer Home building on MCC's campus is up in almost exactly a year. And so we had begun planning for a move anyway. And MCC was inspecting the building to see, it's a very old building, to see how it was doing mm-hmm. structurally. And they found enough damage that they decided in October that it was unsafe for us to even be working in the office. And so that
wow.
did come, yes, as a shock. And we use, there's a lot of square footage in that building, and we use every inch of it for our programming and events.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has been quite a transition. But it's, in a way, it's really expedited our process to move, which we knew we were going to do in a year. And so there are a lot of gifts that have come with it, which I'm appreciative of. So.
Well, that's a wonderful attitude, I can say, because some people would just, like, be so anxious every day. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Explain how you are carrying on temporarily, though.
Sure. Well, sheer willpower and a wonderful staff. We are officing downtown at Cultivate 712, which is a wonderful hub of art action right now in Waco. And we're so excited to be a part of it. And they really saved us. We had an exhibit the week following the notification from MCC, and it was one of our biggest exhibits of the year. It was a photography convention for photography educators in the region, so coming from about
wow.
six different states.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hosting the gallery portion of that. And so 712 dropped what they were doing and allowed us to show in their space. And so that was a big part of the transition, you know, immediately trying to find exhibit space and then making that work. And we did, and the photographers came and had a wonderful time, and it was really, really wonderful. So,
you know, that is just like such an example of people helping others, just rushing in, mm-hmm. just like if you have a hurricane, just rush in there, help those people, just say, we're going to do this together. That's, mm-hmm. I really know that that is so valuable, and that must have been reassuring to you during that period when, what am I going to do? And then here 712 says, come on, we all do this together.
No kidding. Yes, certainly was.
So do you have an office there?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if someone needs to find you, they can call you. Or I noticed when I tried to get in touch with you, call the Art Center. They are very gracious to give a number where you can
correct.
Be reached if you need it. And then your support staff, do you've got them farmed out too?
Yes. Well, so the Art Center only has two full-time staff.
Oh.
And then we have a number of, you know, seasonal teachers and our education coordinator who works part-time. And so they have been just incredible and helping us move the office and then work on where we're going to have classes. And so primarily we meet at 712. And then right now we're having specifically children's art classes in a separate location and you know, planning long term for the spring. This is a continuous process. Mm-hmm. So we're just thinking about options and working on our feet.
Well, that really is inspiring, because I think part of leadership is just saying, okay, this is the hand that I have, and then how am I looking for solutions instead of wringing your hands and saying, there's just no way we're going to be able to keep going. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Nan Holmes, talking today with Meg Gilbert, director of the Waco Arts Center. Well, you still will be able to use the area at the Arts Center for weddings and receptions. Are you looking for another venue to do that, or is that something that will be there indefinitely?
We are looking for another venue to do that. That space, as we spoke about briefly before the interview, is just gorgeous. I mean, the Cameron Family Summer Home and that area of MCC is incredibly beautiful. And so we will be having those events throughout this year in the courtyard, which is a safe area. And we would love to have a building with event space. We also spend a lot of time considering our sculpture garden and our gallery space. And so that's a huge, you know, huge thing to look for. And we have so much to offer to Waco. We'd really love to have the space to do it well.
Well, I think that I like that you're thinking, well, this is what I have now, but I'll just keep my eye and I'm going to be moving forward mm-hmm. with whatever unfolds as you go along. You haven't just stopped doing things, you're just keeping them going. And I think that's very important for leadership, is to just know that you can keep going. You just put one step in front of the other when something like mm-hmm. this happens, because I think this is something that could happen to any nonprofit in various forms, that you might find out tomorrow, maybe not your building is crumbling, but you don't have the funds to do something you thought you could do, or your staff might be leaving. This is something that leadership really calls on people to seize that and try to go forward. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I was very interested in, is how you were going to go forward. Did you ever have any doubts about maybe you would be able to do this?
That's a great question. Well, you know, what's been so fun is the Arts Center provides me with the experience I need to have really creative, well, experiences and throw creative events. And up to now, the learning curve has been straight up for me. And so part of that I'm so grateful for, because it's prepared me for things like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been able to pull off exhibits and events on the fly. And so this seems like, you know, a run-of-the-mill deal. It's another challenge we're going to overcome. And thankfully, we have planning in advance for other programming that will continue. I mean, everything that's not dependent on a building, which is primarily our trip to schools with our mm-hmm. mobile exhibit, we'll keep going. And really the great thing about our seasonal art teachers is they also have been so gracious and flexible. And that's something that we can host in different places.
Yeah, that's a salute mm-hmm. to those people who've
yes.
once again come forward mm-hmm. and said, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. Well, I really know, I don't just think, I know that having an art center is very, very important mm-hmm. because, as I understand it, the process is, I don't know if it's finished, but we're in the process of having an arts district mm-hmm. and having that designation and having more opportunities for people here to enjoy various forms of art. Mm-hmm. But we need the art center for so many, many reasons that I can think of. Mm-hmm. And how do you see the Art Center as part of that mix?
That's yes, fantastic. I mean, first of all, of course, I agree. We definitely need an Art Center. So we do have an arts district that is, it's designated. And for the first time this year, the major arts organizations in Waco all received grants from Texas Commission on the Arts. Mm-hmm. So these are things that I think need to be focused on and celebrated. And as far as the Art Center's participation in that, we see the need for more art classes and art opportunities for children and adults. in many ways, we've been able to meet that need. And I think anytime we're able to promote an artist through showing their work and share new and inventive art ideas with the community, that needs to happen. And I just think about how much art has influenced my life, and I would love for other people to have those type of opportunities. And seeing that possibility is what keeps me going and keeps me motivating my staff to really create those opportunities for children and adults right now and for the future.
Oh, I think that's so true. Of course, I love art and have lots of folk art. And I think of Sister Wendy. I don't know if you know the nun who was the art critic, just like she's an amazing person. She still is, but she doesn't do the art shows that used to be on PBS. And she made that famous statement of, you know what you like when you see it. And so that's why I think it's so good to have opportunities to see artwork, because something that you like, you'll know when you see it. It doesn't have to be what anyone else thinks, but it can really enrich your life to see things that you like. Mm-hmm. And you'll never get that opportunity in so many places without a vibrant art center.
Yes.
It's just so hard for a struggling artist to show their artwork anywhere. And it's also wonderful to have famous people let other people see their artwork. That's why I think the school program is so great, because most school children cannot go to Washington, D.C., to the National Gallery of Art and see all that artwork. It's a little better because now I understand you can go online and see lots of artwork, but
correct,
not everyone can do that.
Right.
Well, I have to ask you, who is your favorite artist?
Oh, my gosh. I knew this was going to come up. I love Wayne Thiebaud, and he does fantastic.
I have to write that down.
Yes, you know, do. I actually learned about him in middle school, and he's still my favorite artist. He does these fantastic impasto oil paintings of desserts, oddly enough. And there are some cityscapes as well that are really fun. Mostly San Francisco streets are my favorites of his. Mm-hmm. But he uses pastel colors, and he has a really fun take on color and light.
That you say dessert, maybe I have seen that and didn't know who that was.
Yes, yes. Lots of cakes in a row. Yes, that's him.
Wow. And do you like the abstract or, well, not if he's your favorite, but is there some genre or form of artwork you prefer?
That's a great question. I think that I really like a vast variety. What I'm drawn to is less than a genre and more of use of a creative use of color, which I know sounds kind of broad, but I love things that are playful and things that have color in an unusual setting. Really makes you think about what that would look like if it were used with conventional colors, like more of a realistic take. So,
anyway. Well, yes, I tend to like bright colors, like Matisse. That's my number one. But I'm always interested, very interested. And I know so many other people just like me want to see new things. I cannot remember the artist, but they're showing this pumpkin exhibition at the Dallas Museum of Art. Okay. It's the little dots. She's a Japanese. She's like 90 years old. And I didn't even know that such a thing existed. I saw a little article. Then to my amazement, you can go to Dallas and see her artwork.
That's just wonderful. Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing about living here in Waco. You're not so far that you cannot go to the Kimball or go to Dallas, but then you can have your own art center.
Right.
I always remember how I discovered Kermit Oliver, who I think is a genius. Is through the art center, and they had an exhibit, and then on some kind of article where he's the designer of Hermes scarves, the only American, which is a big deal.
It definitely is, yes.
I mean, those kind of stories, I think, are just amazing to me.
Yes. I mean, Kermit is so talented, and my grandmother, as you know, really loved him. And was a huge supporter of him. And he painted a large portrait of my family. Wow. And it's gorgeous, and there's lots of his animals that he does, mm-hmm. which are so great. And I have since studied some of his other artwork, and I love, his lots of religious symbolism, lots of Texas-type landscapes and animal species. So it's really fun to have such a wonderful local artist.
Oh, yes, and his story is amazing. You know, he worked at the post office until he retired, which is, as I understand, in Washington, D.C., many, many artists work at the post office because they can work at night and then paint in the daytime and yet have some kind of livelihood to support them. And I'm sure that's all over the country, you know, that people like Kermit needed a way to support his family but still continue his art. Mm-hmm. Do you see any artists coming up and coming here in the Waco area?
You know, I think there are plenty. Not one single one comes to mind. I think that it's been really fun for me to discover the talent in Waco, though. And there's so much of it, and there's a broad range. And just as you're saying, they work all kinds of jobs you wouldn't expect. And what I'm always impacted by is that these artists, it's really a labor of love. I mean, this is not something that's their full-time job. This is their passion, and a lot of times their artwork expresses things that are very near and dear to them. And so when it's on display, it's not just something for us to appreciate, but it's a window into who they are as a person.
Well, have you ever been to Baltimore to the Museum of the Untrained Artist?
No.
Well, that is something you'll have to put on your bucket list because of your work with the Art Center. But that is an amazing facility. It's on the harbor. And many people don't know about it, but all of the artwork in there, and it changes, you know, from time to time, just like any art center. Mm-hmm. But all of the artists are untrained. And some of it is just mind-boggling, so well done. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that we sometimes think that it has to be trained, you had to have a certain way of doing things. Mm-hmm. But that really celebrates the untrained artist. And I feel like that is something probably you would be interested in too. Mm-hmm. I find that the Art Center, and especially as we're talking, is going through a time when it's just going to be all kinds of new things, new ways to see things, because you're going to be moving into new places, new things, and new programs. Mm-hmm. I think that is something that is going to be so exciting, as it all of us are going to be pulling for you as you start to grow.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and it does move and change so rapidly. I just encourage you to keep an eye on us, like you said, because things will be moving.
Yes, and why don't we give the number of the Art Center or some way to, if someone does need to contact you for any reason?
Sure.
If that's okay.
Yes, that's perfectly fine. It's 254-752-4371. And once you reach that voicemail, it will give you my direct cell phone number from which you can reach me at 712.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also that keeps things going. And do you ever feel like, I just don't know if, I mean, I'm sure there are days when you do feel like, am I going to be pulling all this together? But I think that having a grandmother probably is talking in your head sometimes like, there is no way we're not going to succeed. Because that is someone, I think she didn't even worry about what other people thought. Mm-hmm. She just went out and did that kind
of
thing.
She went and did it, yes. Well, and what keeps me going is artwork really does, I think sometimes people forget how it can have a positive impact on children's lives through education, not just in cultural appreciation, which is very important, but in mental development. And it's just studies show that it increases awareness in other activities at school. And for me as a child, I came to school some days for art. That was my main motivation. And so if art class gets children to want to come to school, they're going to be in their other classes that day, which is a big deal. So anyway, just throwing that in there for what it's worth. There are many things that make this organization worth continuing.
And I think that sometimes children, when they see, like you're doing the exhibit, and then they're in another setting and they see that piece of art, mm-hmm. it makes that connection, which I think is very important. I do know that picture. And mm-hmm. so it kind of helps them multiple ways. Yeah, there are two things, music and art that just really do enhance the lives of people in a way that sometimes we don't realize it till we're not able to have that.
Right.
I think of all people saying all the time, I have to have my art fix.
Yes, definitely.
And, or I need music, you know, and that's very, very important. Can you tell me any, maybe one or more, or maybe one story of how during this time that you've been rebuilding, regrouping, holding things together, some story or incident that happened that gave you that strong feeling that things were going to be okay?
Yes. I mean, I can think of many. What I'm really appreciative of is right now our education coordinator, Karen Alleman. She has been incredible. And when I first started, I had the privilege of just starting a class on a whim. I'm passionate about art history, and I thought every child should have the opportunity to learn about art history, and this would be an easy thing to do. We have wonderful posters at the Art Center that have, you know, accumulated over time. And so we had a free after-school class, our first one, about 2 years ago, Cookies and Coloring. And that grew into a large group of members of the public and families who continued to come back. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really thought, you know, we have something here we can hold on to. And since then, we've expanded to two other classes. We have three ongoing classes. And Karen has just been incredible. And we have families who, our Saturday class sells out. And it's a Saturday basic art elements class that will provide children the opportunity to build on art elements that will lead to extended skills throughout their lifetime. It's really the basics that allow you to have the foundation for a good arts education. And that's really created a sense of community and family that I've grown to love. And those are children who I see. I taught the sculpture camp this summer that we offered, and I see those children come on Saturdays to this art lab. And I think, you know, this is something that's valued, and this is something that's important. And I love the joy that they get out of coming. And that's something that I recognize from my childhood and is really special.
Yes, I can see that you just begin to think, oh, it's worth it. When I'm on the right track, I think that's a very rewarding, that's its own reward, is being able to start something and then you see it begin to mushroom and things to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more wonderful than seeing a child as they begin to really understand things, enjoy things, expand in their way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to you know, that's a great reward.
Yes, it's really fun. And even things like we had for a while two very large homeschool families that would come consistently. And one day the mother came up to me and she said, my daughter could not learn more about Picasso. She left. She was so excited about Picasso. We went straight to the public library. We now have four books at home on Picasso. And that, to me, that alone could have been it for the year. I mean, that I'm just on cloud nine. You know, if one student has learned more and wants to study more about an artist, that's incredible. It's wonderful.
Well, I think that's one thing that leaders should take away. They should look for those kind of experiences that give you the attaboys, that give you the reward, because it is easy when you're in a leadership capacity to sometimes get discouraged and you lose sight of, oh, let me look for something that's really I can take away, that we are on the right path and we are doing something that really does make a difference. I want to thank you so much for coming in today. I'm sure you have many, many challenges each and every day. But I think this conversation has shown us that one thing about leadership is not having the idea that everything has to be just the way it is day after day after day, because at any moment, everything can change. So thank you for coming, and we'll look forward to more information and to watch things grow and prosper for the Art Center of Waco.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dan.
This program was recorded November 10th, 2017 in the KWBU studio. This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org under the Programs tab, Central Texas Leadership Series.